Now, it's time for Medvid on Movies.
It's New York City in 1926, and the wizarding world of Harry Potter invades a new continent and a new time period in Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them.
An unregistered wizard set magical beasts loose in New York.
News travels fast.
That's Oscar winner Eddie Redmayne playing Newt Scamander, who is billed as the author of a book called Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them that was actually written by J.K. Rowling, who also wrote this screenplay. Got it? Well, in the movie, he comes to America to help save some precious magical beasts from evil wizards led by Colin Farrell and an indignant public.
Something is stalking our city, wreaking destruction, and then disappearing without a trace.
We've lived in the shadows for too long.
This could mean war.
Well, of course it means war, because this is a Harry Potter movie after all, even though there are no specific references to The Boy Who Lived. The movie's directed by David Yates, who also did some of the best of the Harry Potter series, and the special effects are even more spectacular than in most of the previous films. A set of new characters provide some emotional and romantic connection, in addition to the film's formidable visual dazzlements. None of it makes much sense in the real world, but then the whole point of a movie like Fantastic Beasts is to enter an alternative universe for a couple of hours. It's rated PG-13 for some scary and malevolent clouds of menace. 3 stars for Fantastic Beasts, and you can find them at your local theater.